It's the Podcast the News Show, where the editors of podcasthenews.com share their insights on a wide range of podcasting topics.
This is Jen Thorpe, and you are listening to the Podcaster News Show. This is episode number 17. Today, I'm bringing you some tips that will encourage listeners to interact with your podcast. If you can get your listeners to interact, you're going to have a lot more loyal listeners than you would have if there was no interaction going on at all. So here's some quick ways to get that started. Number one, make it easy for them to do it. Say the name of your podcast at the start of the show. People who are new to your show might not remember which podcast they're listening to. A lot of people aren't sitting at home looking at iTunes to see what podcast they're listening to. They're out and about doing stuff. They're traveling, they're at work. So they're not necessarily looking at whatever they're listening to your podcast on to see what the name of your show is. If you just say the name of your show at the beginning, it makes people go, okay, that's the one I'm listening to. And that helps a lot with new listeners. Now, listeners who have been listening to your show for a while might recognize the host's voices or the intro music, things like that, but it's still a good idea. So just say the name of your podcast at the start of every episode. Tell people where to find the show notes. You should have show notes somewhere. You've got a website where you put your podcast episodes. You should have show notes in there that say something about whatever you talked about on the episode. So let them know. Tell them the URL. You know, the name of your show is, and you can find us at, and say the URL, and that way they can find it. In addition, point out that you would like people to leave comments on your website, because they won't always feel like they're welcome to do that. It seems kind of silly. I mean, I think everyone who uses the internet knows it's okay to leave a comment somewhere if you have a question or something interesting to say or a compliment, but people don't always do it. You know, I've always heard that for every comment you see on show notes or on a blog post or things like that, there's a bunch of people who also read it or listened to it and just didn't leave any comments. So make it easy for them to know that, yes, please leave a comment on our show notes. And then you also want to make sure that you list all of the other places that your show or your hosts can be found online. The more places you give people to interact with you, the more chance that they'll go ahead and do it. So you want to mention the show's Facebook page if you have one. If you've got a Google Plus page, mention that. Mention the Twitter for your show, and if your hosts are comfortable with it, list out their Twitter handles as well so that listeners can come in and say hi and talk about things with you outside of just, you know, listening to the show and leaving a comment. You know, it's a way to get people to feel like you're friendly with them. And if you're responding to these things, then you really are being friendly with them. And that's always good. You know, you want to foster a community. So that's number one. Number two, read the feedback from your listeners on the show. It's not enough to just say, hey, go leave us some comments and then leave them there. Just sitting, no one knowing they're around. What you want to do is read out that feedback, because this lets your listeners know that you're really listening to them. You did read the comment and that you have something to say about it. So you want to do that. Respond to their question if they have a question. Add comments of your own if no question is asked. Like, for example, someone might say, hey, you know, the thing you talked about on your previous episode, that happened to me too, and here's how that went. And then you could say, oh, you know, yeah, I remember that experience, and here's the follow-up of how I fixed it, or whatever the case may be. If it's a gaming show, you might say, you know, someone might say, hey, that thing you talked about, I couldn't get it to work. How did you do it? And you could say, oh, this is how I did it. You know, you have to like kind of tailor it to the exact question, but you get the idea. But, you know, a lot of times people feel like if the listener didn't leave a specific question, it's hard to leave a comment. And if you really don't have anything to say back, at the very least, just say, hey, thanks for sending that in, because that lets them know that you care that they sent something in, and you should. You should also read out the tweets listeners send to your show. Now, if you've followed step one, you're encouraging people to go ahead and tweet at your show or at your hosts. And it's really helpful to go ahead and, you know, tally up all of the tweets that your show got in the last time span since your last episode, be it a week, 2 weeks, a month, whatever you're doing, and go ahead and list them out. And this works really, really well, because when people use Twitter, they're in the moment. They're talking about something they did right then. If they're tweeting it at your show, they're thinking about your show while they did whatever that thing was, and they want you to know about it, and they want your listeners to know about it. And whatever it is probably relates to the main topic of your show. So it's all good. It gives you content, and it gives, you know, everybody a way to interact. And again, with the tweets and all the things that they send in, you know, you can go ahead and ask your own questions about it too. If, you know, someone comes in and says, hey, here's this thing I did and it worked out cool and I'm really happy about it, you can read that off. You can say congrats, and you can say, let us know what you did next, or how did you do that, or, you know, follow up something so that they can send you another comment later. It, like, for example, I'm going to go back to gaming podcasts. If somebody says, hey, I got my character to this, you know, to level 70 or whatever, you can say, great, congrats, good job. What character class are you going to play next? You know, something as simple as that, just kind of bring them in. You know, hey, I finished this project that your show talks about because you're an art show or a crafting show or a quilting show. You could say, great, that's awesome. Could you send us a picture? You know, something to give them a reason to send you more information. And since it's on topic, your listeners are going to want to hear about it too. This is a really great way to turn a bunch of random listeners who don't know each other at all into a community. And that's what you really want. If you can get a loyal community of people who are interested in your show, it's going to make you want to do more shows, for one thing. And it's also going to make it, you know, like I said, very interactive and feel like a group of friends, which is what you really want, ideally, in a podcast. You want that friendliness there. It also encourages listeners who don't normally send in any kind of comments or tweets or anything like that, that just silently listen to your show and you never hear from them. If they're hearing you read off a bunch of other people's comments and responding and having a great time, they might feel encouraged to go ahead and leave that comment they were thinking about. So it's always good. You know, it's good to encourage people to kind of get out of their shell and jump in and interact with your group. So that's the second. That's the second tip, is to read out the feedback from the listeners on your show. Number three is find ways to interact with your listeners outside of the show. It's great to interact in the show, but if you can do it outside of the show, that's just a little bit more reinforcement that, you know, you do like your listeners. You want to hang out with them, and, you know, in whatever way that works out for you, and, you know, gives them a way to get to know you, to feel like a friend. You're going to want to listen to your friend's show more than you're going to want to listen to a stranger's, right? So you want to do that. But the trick is, you got to be genuine, because people are going to see right through you if you're faking your way through this. You got to mean it. You got to really want this. So if you're a gaming podcast, you can get into the game you play and, you know, have your listeners come in and play the game with you. They could be on your team, or they can get together in your game and all go do something together, depending on how that functions. If, you know, you're doing a quilting podcast or something like that, a crafting podcast or a cooking podcast, you can, you know, start like a live chat, maybe on Twitter or something like that. And, you know, ask people questions about whatever your main topic is. Like, if there's a certain style of quilting that you're interested in this week, you could ask listeners on Twitter, you know, question one, have you ever tried this technique? How did it work for you? And just kind of, you know, retweet people's responses and get like a sort of a forum almost, but in Twitter. If you're going to a conference that relates to what your podcast topic is about, let people know. Say, hey, I'm going to this conference. This is where it's going to be. If you're going to be there too, let me know. We can say hi and hang out, because it's really awesome to meet people who you've been listening to in person. I can't explain why that's exciting, but it is. It's like you get to meet your friend who you haven't met in person yet. And it works out really well. And it makes memories, and people love that, you know, and especially if it's tied to a conference. Now you've got your show sort of and yourself tied into that person's memories of their experience at the conference, and it all kind of rolls back together. Another thing you can do is start a live stream and pay attention to the comments people are leaving as you're streaming and respond to them, answer their questions, you know, laugh at their jokes, you know, whatever it happens to be. But again, all of this works if you're genuine about it. If you're faking it, it's not going to work at all. You have to want to do it, and you have to really feel comfortable doing it. So that's number three. Number four, at the end of your show, remind people all the ways they can get in touch with you. They're going to forget since the show started because you talked about all these great things in between. So when you get to the end of the show, say again, you know, your URL for your website. Again, tell them they can leave comments there. Let people know if you've got an email, you know, that you can have people send email to. Remind them of that. Spell out what it is. Remind them of the Twitter sites that connect to your show. And if you're on Facebook, Google Plus, all of that. Reiterate it really quick towards the end of the show. And those that were thinking about sending you a comment can go, oh, okay, I know which way I'm going to send that to you, and maybe they will. And then the last one is one that people don't necessarily think about very often, but is very important. The last tip is weed out the negativity. Now, this can be taken a number of ways. One thing you're going to want to do is weed out the negativity from yourself or your fellow hosts. It's okay to have a rant once in a while about something that is, you know, on topic for your show and is bothering everyone. You know, like, I'm going to go with the gaming podcast concept again here just because it's simple. You know, if there's something going on in the game that changed and nobody likes it, it's okay to rant. I don't like this new thing and here's why. That's fine. That's okay. But what you don't want to have is someone who's had a bad day. You know, you've had a bad day, your fellow co-host has had a bad day, and that mood follows them into the show. You don't want to be really sort of irate and irritated because it just kind of throws people off and makes them uncomfortable. So that's one way to weed out the negativity is make sure everybody's in at least a good mood or can fake one through the show. You know, leave whatever's negative outside of the show, outside of the show. But the other thing you need to do is make sure that you're not bringing negativity into your show that comes from your listeners. And in some cases, this means, you know, you really should monitor the comments that are left on your podcast page. If, you know, no one wants to see spam, for one thing, it makes people feel like you're not paying any attention to your website at all. So why should they leave you a comment? Get rid of the spam. But you also want to get rid of comments that are just plain vile. And some people will leave those because this is the internet and that's how it seems to work for some people. You know, if you've got a comment that's picking on a host's physical appearance or is in fact a threat or is full of, you know, content or swear words that isn't appropriate for your show or your audience, don't leave that on your site. You don't have to accept all of those comments. Get rid of that negativity, and it'll make people that do come to your site feel a lot more welcome. And that's basically it. That's what you need to do. So to reiterate really, really fast, in order to encourage people to interact with your podcast, you got to make it easy for them to do it. Let them know where to go and how to leave that comment. Read the feedback they send you when they do send it in. Find ways to interact with your listeners outside of your show, either in real life, so to speak, or on the internet. That helps as well. At the end of your show, remind people all those ways they can get in touch with you so they can leave a comment and weed out the negativity because nobody needs that in their day at all. So that's basically what you need to do. Now, the other point of this is you can't just do this once and let it go and forget about it. You got to keep going. You got to keep doing this. It's kind of like a garden. You can't weed it once and figure, I'm good, I'll never have to do that again. You need to keep at it in order to keep things, you know, growing and healthy and wonderful. So those are the tips I have for you, and I'm going to end the show here. So you've been listening to the Podcaster News Show, episode 17. You can find the show notes at podcasternews.com. The show has a Twitter account, which is at Podcasting News, and you can find me on Twitter as well. I'm at Queen of Haiku, all one word. See you next time.